This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. It's the second episode of our new fortnightly series called Family Time, which is done in collaboration with the folks from Happy Go KL, which is a website run by parents, which is chock full of articles, event listings, news, and so much more, but with a focus on families. In our first episode a couple of weeks ago, we did a travel theme show since it was the start of the school holidays. But now you know that the kids have been at home with you for a while, possibly making everyone go a little stir crazy. We will be discussing a style of parenting to hopefully help you deal with the madness called respectful parenting. And joining me to discuss this method is Rachel Quaz. She's a child and family development specialist. Hi, Rachel. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. So today we're going to talk about respectful parenting. And I mean, I think there's so many types of different parenting out there that's, you know, kind of everyone's trying to figure out the right way to do it. But what is respectful parenting? What is kind of the overarching themes?
So respectful parenting, all it really boils down to is just, are you treating your child the way you want to be treated? Mm-hmm. We're saying that kids, a lot of times we treat them, we have a different sense of understanding that when they're little, we treat them a certain way, and then magically halfway through, they're supposed to start acting a different way. Yeah. You're not allowed to touch scissors, but magically at some number, you are supposed to be able to know how to use a sharp scissors and not cut yourself. Mm-hmm. So respectful parenting just says that I'm going to treat you, I'm going to empower you, I'm going to see you for who you are, and I'm going to love you through it.
Okay, and I guess what are some of the emotions or the sort of approaches you need to take for it? I'm guessing empathy is a
yes.
plays a big part.
So a big thing about what I tell people what respectful parenting is it's no shaming, it's no bribing, it's no hitting, no punishing, no rewarding. And all it is, it's you treat them with respect, you treat them with kindness, you treat them with love. You teach them to be empathetic, kind, compassionate, confident little children mm-hmm. instead of bribing them into it, instead of beating them into it, instead of shaming them into it. It's saying, I'm going to treat you the way I wish everybody would treat everyone in the world.
Okay, so let's talk about maybe an actual scenario of that happening. So let's take, maybe you're trying to teach them how to cut something, for example, since you mentioned scissors just now. So what would the approach be? I mean, how would you actually do that?
So the thing about it is that a lot of times kids are genuinely curious. Yeah. They're going to start taking scissors. They're going to start saying, oh, that's a knife. That's really nice. And a lot of times what we do as parents is we just hide and we pretend it doesn't exist.
Yep.
When all it does is what they're going to do is when you have your back turned, they're going to go look for it and they're going to not be able to use it and they're going to hurt themselves because you've never prepped them for it.
Yeah.
Instead, what we're going to say, hey, this is a knife. And we're going to do it age appropriate. So at 6 months old, I probably won't let my child touch it. Maybe at a year old, I'll start her with a butter knife. My daughter is 3 and she's in the kitchen with me constantly. Mm-hmm. She has a learning tower, so I keep her safe. So the big thing about respectful parenting is you give them boundaries. And within those boundaries, they have the freedom to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to give her a knife and I'm going to say, hey, this knife is really sharp and it can really hurt you. Let me show you some ways that you can be safe with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to make mistakes. She's going to be curious. She's going to take a knife and stab it in the tomato, right? If
yes.
you give her a tomato. And that's part of the learning. That's part of respect parenting, saying that there are a million different ways to learn something and it doesn't necessarily have to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G because we're all different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think some people on maybe both sides of the scenario kind of make the mistake that the idea of showing kids respect is letting kids do whatever they want.
Yes.
But that is not the truth.
Not at all. And I get this all the time because a lot of times I'll come to my workshop and be like, are you basically just going, am I going to raise a spoiled entitled kid? Not at all. So respectful parenting says, I'm going to see the world through your eyes, but, and the important but is, I'm going to respond as a parent. So I'm still going to be your mom. I'm just going to say, hey, there's still rules and there's still boundaries and there's still things that I know beyond you that I have to do to keep you safe. So a big thing that my daughter learns to say since she was young is, I have to do this because mama has to do this because mama has to keep me safe and that's my job.
Okay. And I guess for many of us who were brought up, let's say, with more traditional parenting households, right? I guess we have to develop an awareness as well and, you know, of our own upbringing influences and how that actually makes us react as parents.
Absolutely. And, you know, I didn't come to this knowing everything instantly. And that's a beautiful thing about respectful parenting. You can make mistakes all the way. Mm-hmm. I make mistakes every day. I'm a child and family development specialist. Doesn't mean I don't have emotions. And doesn't mean that some days I'm just tired and exhausted because I'm still mom. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful part of that is that when I show myself grace, when I say, hey, I'm so sorry, Ella Grace. I really didn't mean to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what she's going to learn. That's how she's going to learn to be compassionate, to be empathetic, to forgiveness, because I am doing that with her. Mm-hmm. So that's part of there's so much of where you came from, and that shapes so much of who you are. Mm-hmm. But also never be afraid to make mistakes and never be afraid to try something new.
Mm-hmm. And I guess this is something that you can start, that you just start immediately with, right? I mean, even as they're like little babies, you know, not...
Yeah. So like even like when... that's a big thing about like even when they're babies, you treat them with respect. You say, hey, I'm going to change your diaper now. You talk to them like people. Mm-hmm. You talk to them like you prepare them for the world. You allow them to have feelings. So your kid is crying, instead of shushing them, sticking a pacifier in them, or saying, you have to be quiet, you say, oh, I hear you. You are so, so sad right now. Because babies have feelings too. Mm-hmm. And when you don't take it personally, a lot of times I think parents get so upset because they take it so personally, like I should know what to do. But when I take myself out of the equation, then I can be there for her. I can be calm. I can be empathetic. I can be confident that, you know, that she's just being upset right now, but it's going to be okay, and I'm going to walk you through it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, that's just something that, you know, as they get older, you just kind of, you know, get into that sort of rhythm, and you sort of know how to, I suppose, how to react.
Yes. And, you know, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, we all, my background is Asian, so I grew up in like tiger mom parenting. So a lot of this, when I first started doing it, it felt right, but like as I'm saying, I'm like, who says these things? Like, I hear you, I see you, I understand. But now I can't think of any other way to respond. So mm-hmm. you get better at it. At first, it's kind of crazy. And I always tell my parents, I say, give it 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks. Just try this out for 6 weeks. And then you will see a world of difference. Your relationship won't be, I am the parent and you are the daughter. It's, we're a team. We're going to fight this together. Mm-hmm. We're going to love each other. We're going to support each other. And you see this close-knit relationship as opposed to authority or just a lot of times a lot of broken relationships. Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting that you bring up your parents, you know, because sometimes, you know, I know like for me, I'm guessing for you as well, sometimes we leave our little ones with the grandparents. So there are all these different kind of parenting styles coming in, right? So how do you kind of reconcile that? Or, you know, how do you hope, like how do you advise parents who, let's say for yourself, you told your parents, right? Yes. What would your advice be to other parents as well to explain it to their tiger parents as well?
You know, this question comes up every time. Every single time they're like, how do I deal with my in-laws? How do I deal with like even kakaks?
Yes.
So when my kakak came to us, like she was in the shaming, bribing, and she was afraid. She was afraid that if I allowed the child to cry, my boss was going to be upset with me. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot about educating them. And, you know, it was about a lot about like, again, I don't shame them for not knowing what they don't know. Sure. I tried to teach them the way I would teach Ella Grace. But at the same time, it's also understanding it all comes from a place of love. I just came back from a conference, so I'm gone for 2 days. And my mom literally sends me this video of my child asking to watch TV. And she's all like being goofy, and she knows. Because she knows like when it's grandparents, it's like free for all. and that you see beyond that, and you're like, come on, mom. She can't be watching TV for like 24 hours and eating chocolates. She has to eat like an actual meal. Yeah. But at the same time, I know she had the best time with grandma. I know that it all comes from a place of love. Mm-hmm. And so if you start with love, if you lead with love, then everything will come into place. You'll respect them. You understand better. You teach them. And then they teach you back too, because a lot of things that, like, you know, I learned from them too.
Yeah. And I guess just using your daughter as the example, you know, what would you say are the benefits? How have you seen this kind of like coming down to her, you know, the effects it has on her, this style of parenting?
Oh, beautiful thing she just did. I just came back from a conference.
Yep.
And so separation anxiety, no matter what age you are, it's hard. Like, it's just your husband goes away for 2 days and you're just like, but I miss you. And she did, because we empower her to feel her feelings, because she's allowed to feel her feelings. And so part of this conference, I was away in the morning before, like either right after she wakes up or while she's still asleep, and then I come home after she's in bed. So really, you don't see her for 2 days. And she wakes up in the morning and she tells me, Mama, I'm going to miss you so much. Can you just sit with me and then I'll be okay? And just for her at 3 years old, she just turned three, for her to be able to understand that she would miss mama, but that what she needed, for her to be able to verbalize what she needed, is part of what respectful parenting does. It empowers her to say, what can you do about this situation? You're going to miss mama. What can you do when you miss mama? And so for her, what was important, that mama would cuddle with her for 5 minutes and then she was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And every time she was sad, she had, it's like her, she's an art lover, so she loves drawing pictures. So every time she was sad, she decided this time that she learned how to take pictures. She would take pictures of what she was doing, and then I would send her back pictures. Sure. And because she's allowed to cry, because she's allowed to miss me, she feels those feelings, then she heals from those feelings, and she moves on. So she's not whiny, cry the rest of the day, and she's brilliant. I mean, mm-hmm. it was amazing.
And she's not told to suck it up.
Yeah. She's not told to suck it up. Neither did I disappear. Like, yeah. I told her I was going to be away for a long time. I didn't just disappear. And because she knew when I would be back, she wasn't nervous and wasn't anxious about it.
Okay. All right. And I guess for anyone, you know, interested to find out more, you know, ways of approaching this sort of, there's a lot of unlearning, I suppose.
Yes.
Necessary on the parents' part, you know. So what would, where can we go and find more information?
So I usually write in Happy Go KL under the hashtag Kachao Mama.
Is that who you are? The Kachao?
I'm totally Kachao. And because, you know, respectful parenting doesn't mean that, like, I'm going to be like, it still means we have fun. Yeah. And so that's how Kachao Mama came about. But yeah, so on Kachao Mama, I'll have articles, and a lot of my articles stem from respectful parenting. But coming up soon is going to be one that's on intro to respectful parenting, what it is, how you do it, what do you say, what if I don't know what I'm doing.
What if other parents bully me and say you're being a pushover?
Yes, I can
imagine that happening.
And how to deal with peer pressure, because, you know, you go to a play group and everybody parents differently. Yes. And nobody, like, you know, I'm telling Ella Grace, use your words if someone's like smacking her in the face, you know. And how do you deal in those situations? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Happy Go KL is the place to go.
Yes.
All right. That was Rachel Kwas, a child and family development specialist who also goes by Kachao Mama on happygokl.com. So after you've had a look at her articles, don't forget to have a look also at the events happening these next few weeks. Here are some highlights of events happening over the next 2 weeks in particular. Over in the cinemas, Incredibles 2 is showing. It's a very fun show, but take note, it's a bit scarier than the first one. Over in Semenye and Setia Eco Hill, there is something called Dinosaur Kingdom happening. This is a mobile dinosaur exhibition, and you get to, you know, interact with lifelike dinos and more. That's currently ongoing until the 8th of July. And if you want to find out more, there is a full review on the Happy Go KL website. Another favorite of mine is the Rimba Ilmu Kinder Walk. This is actually a family-friendly walk happening at the Rimba Ilmu Botanical Garden over at University of Malaya. This is very family-friendly, and you get to explore the garden with the kids, learn to recognize tropical rainforest plants, their uses, also lots of interactive activities, and this is suitable for kids aged 3 to 7. That's happening again over at University of Malaya this Saturday, the 23rd of June, from 9 to 12 p.m. You can head to the Rimba Ilmu website for more information, or the Happy Go KL website. Over at Ilham Gallery, there is an art discovery tour. This is for young visitors and is a great way to introduce kids to art. You can find out about the tour on the Ilham Gallery website, and that's happening on the 28th of June from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for kids aged 5 to 12 years, but they must be accompanied by a parent. If you want to introduce your kids to some ballet, KL Dance Works is presenting a show called Giselle. This is actually for older ballet fans, and it's a rare occasion to see a full-length ballet production in KL. It's suitable for teenagers, but I think younger ones might be able to appreciate it as well. That's happening over at Istana Budaya in KL on the 30th of June. That's next Saturday. And also on the 1st of July, that's on Sunday. Again, for more information, you can go to the Happy Go KL website. So that's it for this episode. If you miss any part of this interview or the previous episode, you can search for our podcast on the BFM app, available on Google Play and the App Store. And don't forget to check out happygokl.com. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.